energies are on other issues. Today, we're going to deal with the minutes and the reports as much as we can. Of course, take into account that we'll be disrupted by the House plenaries. All I can appeal for, honourable members, is that we'll have to work this zigzag way of, you know, adopting the minutes and the reports. The Speaker is very insistent that he doesn't want anything to be taken over to the other Parliament. We've got to ensure that everything is done right now and be concluded right now. Yeah. So we have to. I didn't hear that. I'll speak to the Speaker. Hopefully we will work 24/7 to ensure that next week, in fact by the weekend, you get a copy of the draft of the legacy report, which is also very important, and we adopt it next week. The moment this full day House plenaries came in, I realized that we're not going to do justice in any other work. Rather, let's drop other issues and just concentrate on these outstanding minutes and reports, because our lives now seems to have gone down to, as committees, to that level. And it's only committees that deal with bills that seem to be given priority, and ensuring that all those bills are pushed. And that leaves us with just looking at the minutes and reports. As for now, I know we do not quarry, but the other members are around, and I trust and hope by the time we are about to take a decision, they will be around, because we'll be pushing hard to check how far are they. So I appeal that let's just play that by ear. I have in front of me a set of minutes that start on the 17th of September, 2013. Just been drawn to my attention that they were supposed to be the 24th of July. Okay, can we start with the 24th of July then? Page 1. Interrupted us because I've done a gross error. With greatest apologies, we need to congratulate Honorable Khadebe for getting younger. Happy birthday, Honorable Khadebe. And Honorable Failing has just given us a very, very pertinent reminder. And please don't be nostalgic. That's why, honourable members, we find that in terms of diet, there's some questionable indulgence today. Because at least we have to be a little bit flexible, Mama T. Because of Baba Khadebe's birthday. Yeah, because when the trolley came in, I was wondering, what are these cookies?
Oh, there's a cake.
Because I thought they were banned from this committee. At least to enjoy the day with him.
Okay.
Also, can I introduce Mr. Mohai, who has just joined us as the HIP. Dr. Seiso Mohai, welcome, Rena, to this hot seat and this very, very dynamic committee, even if you catch it at the tail end, but you still will get all the exciting things.
Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, can one of the members, can you go back now to the 24th of July? If I can just remind once again that here we were supposed to just fix one thing that Miss G. Silau, Miss G. Silau,
he was here about that.
Mr. G. Silau is recorded as having attended, and on that score, can I get someone to move for adoption of the minutes and the second, please?
I move, Chair.
Honorable Khalid Debe moves, and Honorable Matibela seconds. Thanks very much. can you move? Can you use the speaker, Mr. Bassett? In the 10th of September, something had just been fixed as well. Now I don't have the old notes. From my side, the second bullet from the bottom reads as Mr. Apana added that RIP is adopted. Surely that should say the IRP was adopted in March 2011. And I'm a bit puzzled that Mr. Apana said it would be updated, adopted on a 3-year basis, because my understanding is that the IRP is adopted every 2 years.
Updated every 3 years.
Yeah. can I just be given the lateral to go and check the audio? And I'm very, very confident that that should be 2 years.
Oh, what does it say?
3. You can fix those 2.
Yeah.
And then page 4. Second line, I think it would read nicely if it would say integrated nuclear infrastructure review report. Just give it a full name. Second line, it says it had only one nuclear power station. Obviously, I don't remember. I should say it has only one nuclear power station. And all the reason why minutes should be adopted in time, because also there could be a technicality that minutes have not been adopted as yet. But can I get a move and a second? Seconds. Thank you. Shall we move to the 9th of October 2013? Page 1. honourable members, just a few things there. The second bullet point at the, in the last paragraph, says the increased cost of base metals that are used to manufacture the hardware components of what? I think if you could just allow us to go and fix that, because when you say hardware components, I think it's hardware components of a computer. Helpful, just fix that. And the third bullet point says more household had to be electrified in deep rural areas where the cost is much higher. I'm sure the sentence should end there. And also the second bullet point from the bottom, lack of skills and resources in municipal to plan, and I'm sure the audio can help us on that. Otherwise, if we cannot pick it up, I would plead that you just allow us to just delete that to plan, because as is, it's not helpful. Page 3. Just two things in page 3, the second paragraph, the second line. Program is to provide access to those areas. I would prefer we delete social, just say to those areas that need government support. And also, just the last paragraph above presentation 2012-13 annual financial statements. There's a paragraph that starts there on INEP's performance, the second line. I think that one should read as connections were reported. In other words, 175,473 connections were reported. Otherwise, if you are fine, can you proceed to page 4? Page 4. In page 4, the second line under the presentation by the Audit and Risk Committee. The committee was established in 2012, and that was contracted for a 3-year period. Can I appeal we replace contracted with established? Because contracting seems as if the Audit and Risk Committee is a service provider, whereas it's actually appointed. You can even say appointed, I don't know. Yeah, I think it's even better, appointed, because it's actually the department or the ministry that appoints it, one of the two. At the bottom, the second line from the bottom, monitoring of risk, full stop. If you read that sentence, makes sense to quality risk management committee meetings are held to ensure that to ensure the management and monitoring of risk. Page 5. Second bullet from the bottom, honourable members. With regard to Adam, members pointed out that the pressure is growing and rehabilitation of municipal rollouts is much needed. Can I suggest we replace rollouts with electricity infrastructure? Because if you say rollouts, it's easy to confuse that with INEP. Whereas this one is about rehabilitation. The second bullet point from the bottom.
Which one?
page 5.
The second bullet is the way DOE ended.
Mm.
Mm. That's what is in mind.
Mm.
And then we don't have the same notes, but I've been asking to agree.
Now, I've just been directed otherwise because I used the document that was given last week. I was making corrections on it. Sorry to slow you down. Is the fourth bullet point, no, well it's fixed here, no it's fixed here, I'm sorry, so shall we proceed to page 6, oh, page 7. Page 7. Gentlemen, how do you give us one set of minutes and come up with another set now? Because I made corrections here on the document that you gave last week. For example, in page 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, the fifth bullet point, you say with regard to INEP electrification. You can't say INEP electrification because what is INEP? INEP is Integrated National Electrification Program. So electrification is a repetition. Page 7.
But the whole sentence has not made sense.
Okay, help us out there.
Even if we remove electrification, let's read the sentence without the word electrification. With regard to INEP pointed out that the frequency of growing and rehabilitation of the municipality infrastructure is agreement. With regard to then pointed out, am I reading the sentence? With regard to item and municipalities improving their rollout. The DOE stated that, okay, it sounds better. We will just remove the application. Municipal entities which are not functioning well in terms of services delivered.
Then the bullet point just beneath that, its second line reads, the main municipal financial cycle was also different from the national one. You say very. I'm sure that would allow people that emphasis.
Sure.
It's not necessary to say very. It's just different. Okay, page 7. Fine with page 7, all of the members. If you are fine with page 7, it then means can you get a mover and a second? Honorable Fab Debe moves.
Are you moving with corrections?
Yeah, with corrections. Oh, sorry. Yeah, Mema Tibela. Second. I see the time is 9:46. Shall we take a daring step and do another set? Okay, yeah, okay. 10th of October, page 1. Page 2. Sets of documents now. Under 3.1, the second line, it says controls while it is facing requirements. Can you replace that and say while it is expected so that it reads it? Process the systems and controls while it is expected to comply with the Companies Act. That sounds better. Third line, the third bullet point, the last line, it talks of assurance. I'm sure there it should be the quality assurance on the subsidiaries. The last bullet point, just above 3.2, at the end, say audit report and reflect fruitless expense. Wasteful expenditure. This guy say fruitful expenditure. That's interesting.
It was fruitful.
And, also, just okay. Let's proceed. Which could not be uncovered. I think we need to just check that because there are possibilities that we reference was that they could either be uncovered, but also they could not be recovered. We need to just be clear, that's very, very fundamental, because if anyone is to use these minutes, that would be very important. Okay. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4, page 5. I remember, shall we get a move on the second line?
That's a move, Chief.
Honorable Khadebe moves.
Was that present?
Yes, you're present.
No. Honorable Slough will be submitted and acknowledged. Member Tibet, I know you're making coffee, but you're part of the meeting. Okay, you second for that move.
Thank you.
All of members, shall we take a pause and come back after plenary?
Same thing.
It's 2 hours, sorry. 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock. Then come back for just an hour. Thank you very much.
What's for lunch?
Oh, yeah. Right. Well, we're working out a plan. I think we should tell the catering to keep our staff.
Yeah. You graduated last year, so the operation continues.
Yeah. 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 Ye